If you can imagine, Albert, what it was like 2,000, 3,000 years ago in that area, and there you were, isn't that incredible?
The first thing that comes to mind, George, is it probably was extremely hot. Because I'll tell you, oh, my God, 120-degree weather approximately when I was there. And they told me it just cooled off. I got there at the right time because it had just cooled off, which I could not believe. But going through the I got a chance to go to the Valley of Kings, which, you know, everybody knows that that's where Tutankhamun was discovered, the tomb of Tutankhamun, and numerous other tombs, Ramses III, I believe, and I get mixed up with the numbers, but just going there and imagining these people slaving under this heat in this area to discover something and day in and day out, not knowing if it was there or not. It just was overwhelming just to think about and try to visualize that happening so many years ago was an amazing, amazing experience. I was also blessed enough that I got a chance to go into several tombs and deep down into them and see the different hieroglyphics and paintings that were inside the walls. Just to think that those things were, you know, 3,000 to 4,000 years old, and here there were people in here carving these exquisite drawings carvings and painting these amazing drawings, because everything regarding the tombs is covered in some type of story or message or cartouche or something, and everything fits so perfectly together. It was really, truly overwhelming and beautiful.
Amazing. Albert, did you have a chance to visit the Sphinx, and what do you think about the possibilities that the Hall of Records is at the foot of the Sphinx?
Yeah, I definitely did, and I've taken some amazing pictures just at that location. I did think about the possible chambers underneath. I'm talking to the people. You know, I tried to talk to the various people and the guide that was with us, who was also an Egyptologist, I was really blessed with that because she was a wealth of information, and talked about possibly there being an area, undiscovered area under the tomb, and the Egyptians themselves don't believe that there is. The woman that I was, that was my guide, the Egyptologist, she had studied under, correct me if I get the doctor's name wrong,
Zahi Hawass.
Zahi Hawass. She had studied under him, and so she was very knowledgeable, and I'm glad to say a lot friendlier than he probably would be, but they didn't support any kind of things like UFOs building the pyramids. They thought that was absolutely ridiculous. They felt it was their ancestors who slaved and not slaved, but actually constructed all the pyramids in that area and the Sphinx. Even though the Sphinx is very, very old and amazing to see, but they themselves, the people there, do not believe that there's any hidden passages or chambers of any sort below the Sphinx.
Now, Albert, let me ask you about your trip to London, and what did you do there?
London was, you know, I wrote in my book years ago, back in 1996, I think, I finished it and got published. I wrote in there about two out-of-body experiences that I had to Stonehenge. So seeing Stonehenge, first of all, in the distance, when I was on the bus, in the distance to see Stonehenge with my own eyes, I'll tell you, George, I had to do everything I could to keep from tearing up because it was the most amazing and most magnificent thing I'd ever seen. I was so emotional. And the first thing when I got out to walk up to one of the entryways and start approaching Stonehenge is the first thing I remembered. It was my flights, my out-of-body experience flights over there. And everything looked so familiar. It was like it was like my third visit. Physically, it felt like just the surroundings, the burial mounds that surround the area. It's out in the middle of nowhere, by the way. It's about a 2 hours ride from London.
Right.
And it's out in the middle of nowhere. But the first thing I noticed was I could close my eyes just right now and remember my two flights. They were so, my out-of-body flights, I should say. They were so vivid, I can remember them in a lot of detail. And the one thing that struck me was during my out-of-body experience there is that there were more lintels, horizontal pieces of stone setting on top. That the top portion is called a lintel. And there were more lintels in my out-of-body experience than there is today. So the only thing I could think of, because at the time I didn't think about it, but it makes a lot of sense. So the only thing I could think of is that when I had my two experiences there, they were not in this particular time frame. They had to have been a lot earlier. And that illuminates the information that was shared with me when I went there, because obviously it was something that was timeless and very old, and the experience was something that involving the history of the Druids and Stonehenge. So that was really overwhelming, because I didn't think about the time change. I really just think about the actual travel there and visual experience. But seeing it and realizing that the lintels were there when I flew over, it tells me that it wasn't in current day. It was amazing.